Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shiver Cummings, history graduate from the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, May 4, 1853, the Barbadian newspaper published an excerpt of a message from His Excellency the Governor Sir William Colebrook to the late House of Assembly on the supply of water for the city of Bridgetown. According to the message from the Governor, there was scarcely any other subject relating to the health and comfort of the inhabitants and the security of property that could have contested this issue on its importance. The governor declared that it was a painful reflection that so many years had passed since the calamitous fire in Broad Street without this important matter of water supply to the city of Bridgetown being addressed without any significant achievement. He opined that 8 months after the awful fire in October 1845, Mr. D. Martindale had published a prospectus of a joint stock water company. And in his view, even though he could not ascertain the feasibility of that plan, he noted that Mr. Martindale did not receive the slightest support from his country, and that his only encouragement had come from the then governor, Sir Charles Grey. Governor Colebrook went on to lament that whether the projector's scheme was practical or not, he believed it should have had more effect on the public, mobilizing them to action, and that at least the public authorities should have looked into the scheme. The governor, however, highlighted that the legislative committee had been doing due diligence on the water supply aspect for Bridgetown. He outlined that they had been testing the purity and quantity of water that was likely to be supplied from the Coles Cave Spring, those of Beccles and Springfield. The idea of receiving water from Coles Cave had been favorably received, as His Excellency declared that it was delightful to drink. He emphasized that supply machinery would be required, and admittedly, at an astronomical cost, and also the services of a civil engineer must be factored in. His Excellency concluded the message by stating that he hoped that these contingencies would be put in place in a timely manner, since the colonial government and the home government were now in correspondence on the subject. He added that a constant stream of pure water for the city of Bridgetown, as far as human means can accomplish, would aid in protecting property from fire and from having a repeated tragedy like the 1845 fire in Bridgetown. But it would take another 8 years for pipe water to come to Bridgetown, and this project was hastened only by the deadly cholera epidemic of 1854, which killed 20,727 people in about 4 months.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.